for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
What's up?
What's up, everybody? It's Ricky.
It's Herb.
And Kyle.
Kyle, visiting from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky, Cal. Say something country, man. Say hell no.
Hell no.
No.
Don't say it all white
bread. Don't say it all white bread. Say it like cornbread.
You gotta catch me off guard, man. Mm-hmm. Keep trying.
We'll get you to say it.
Okay, so if your mom was like, when your mom bitches at you, what does she say?
She usually doesn't email.
Okay. So she's not like, how? What the hell?
No.
What the hell?
Yeah, just like that. I'm echoey as fuck.
Really?
Yeah, I usually only have one side on, but sometimes it helps with two.
Oh.
That's what she said, right?
Yeah. I'm like half deaf, so it doesn't matter. Right.
So this is episode 102. Mm-hmm. 102.
And I'm eating Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs. Which? And it's fucking good.
Yeah, I haven't had those in years.
Mm-hmm. I've never had them.
You've never had peanut butter puffs?
You should. What? Take advantage of stuff you aren't allergic to.
Yeah, for real.
Because most people are allergic to peanuts. Not most, but lots. Lots and lots of people.
Well, I like regular cereal, like Cheerios and shredded wheat.
What do you mean regular cereal? Like, what about Cap'n Crunch?
That's you peanut really butter.
I haven't eaten any of it.
You never had Cap'n Crunch?
Oh, I've had it, but I mean, I usually just eat Cheerios or... You saw the stuff that I eat in there.
Yeah, like fucking grape nuts.
Old people cereal.
It's not that bad.
You need
bad.
To make that into a sound effect right there.
This sounds like, what is it, one of those aliens or Predator or something?
Predator?
Whatever, what? I don't
Predator
know.
Was like a lo-fi, like... DOS sound. You know what I mean? It was like a Apple IIe noise. And he'd be like... And the red thing...
How's it going?
I think that was a little more Chewbacca right there.
How's it going? Slow motion. So this is actually a super, super late podcast because it's 12:30 in the morning.
Pussy.
Some people have to be at work at 6 or 7. Some people won't be getting up until about 11 or 12 in the afternoon.
That's me.
And me.
Yep. Yeah, whatever, man.
So
I still work, like, aside from that one day, we still have the same, like, amount of hours that we work. It isn't, you know, it's like the same thing. Like,
we do?
9 hours a day.
Okay. And I worked almost 50 hours last week.
I know. But, like, our shifts are the same. So, just because mine's later in the day doesn't mean it's any less good. It's just better because you get to sleep in.
No, you should get up early and be productive during the day instead of at night.
Well, what's wrong with being productive at night, Mr. I Want It in the Ass?
What, I'm you productive. Never went anywhere at night? Yeah. Somebody has to be productive.
I'm productive all night long.
All night long. Yeah. All night.
God, what's his name? Lionel Richie's so bad.
Yeah. Not as bad as his daughters.
Yeah.
So we actually learned how to connect our computers up to the mixer to do noises.
Yeah,
thanks to Kyle.
I feel bad because it's like I probably could have figured all this shit out, but I was lazy and I didn't.
Because he's productive at night.
Uh-huh. So Kyle came by and was like Superman with our shit. It was cool.
I wonder if that's loud enough.
Probably not. It's a quiet storm.
Yeah.
The Let's quiet try that again. Storm.
Let's try that again.
On 95.7.
Is that better?
Yeah.
It sounds like... I like how it's like...
Well, I took my finger off of it.
See, that was the funniest thing about Loveline is that they have all these drops, but sometimes they do it really fast. So they had like a clapping one, mm-hmm. but sometimes, you know, just for something really quick, he'd just be like... It'd just be like...
Like this?
Yeah, but like one that doesn't fade in, one that's just instantly loud.
Wow. Know? We don't have one of those. We'll have to record it.
Okay.
Actually, we need to go probably online somewhere, and they probably have a bunch of sound effects somewhere that we can steal.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some website.
Yeah. So what's been up? Kyle, did you enjoy your visit?
Yeah, it was good. Kind of short, but, you know, it happens.
That's what she said.
And he.
No, right? I'm glad you're here. I don't really have any friends other than Ricky's friends, which is cool. I'm making my way. I need to go to some shows and make some more friends. All my friends are like, God, you're probably like popular as fuck out there. You have all these friends. Because I guess in Phoenix, like, I don't know, it was never like popularity. It was just like I knew tons of people and everybody knew me just from whatever. And wherever you go, whether it's like all the way down by ASU or up Northwest Phoenix, it's like you always see people you know because it's always.
Yeah,
the
but
same
you've only been here a month.
No, I know, but it's just like, you know. Everybody's like, wow, you must be like Mr. Arizona out there.
In Mr. San Francisco, you would totally be popular Phoenix, like in one day.
In Phoenix, Arizona, your pussy dries up like a fucking desert. A desert pussy with like cactus That's flowers and everything.
The painted desert pussy.
The painted desert is really cool.
I've never been there.
I went there a long time ago.
So we got Kyle. Actually, I've
no,
gotten...
no, but wait. I was gonna say. So, I'm glad you're here because it's like I have a friend who's also hot, and I don't know. You're cool. Like you're cooler than I thought you would be. So, usually I don't hold any expectations for people. So they start at like zero and then they work up. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Glad to know I started at zero.
Yeah, me too.
You started at double zero. I'm just joking.
Did I start out at zero?
No, you started out as
zero with the finger in it.
Yeah, 0001.
So I've gotten Herb actually addicted to this restaurant called Zaxby's. It's a chicken restaurant.
Dude, and Kyle.
You know what's
and
really Kyle. Funny is like, I don't know, random shit. On Family Guy, they were at like, where were they at? Oh, they were watching like the binary code version of like the Helen Keller story, and she's like 0011011. She's like 01. It was freaking retarded, but yeah,
boring. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. That was actually supposed to be a laugh, but that didn't work out. Right.
Sounded more like a fax.
I like that. That's good. Chimpanzee,
Ricky, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Because you got me addicted to Twitter now.
Is it only for Macs?
No.
Good.
No, it's a webpage, man.
But anyway, I've got them addicted to this restaurant called Zaxby's. It's a chicken restaurant here in the Southeast.
Yeah.
And actually, in Kentucky, they have them in Bowling Green, Glasgow, Hopkinsville, and Nicholasville and Shelbyville.
Did you say Nicholasville?
Nicholasville.
Nicholasville. Are any of those close to you?
Nicholasville's like 25 minutes away.
Oh, somebody's gonna be going to Nicholasville.
Yeah, a lot.
See, I can make like raptor noises. I don't think I've ever done that on this show.
Yeah. You can make like what noises?
You know, like a bird or
that
something.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I used to scare the shit out of my cat with that.
I love it.
Ricky, you're such a three-year-old.
I need to give him a banana, sorry. All right, so what is this Twitter bullshit? Let's talk about it.
Go to twitter.com.
I'm here.
Tell people what you're doing.
Twitter is addictive.
Yeah, but that's really annoying because, see, stuff like this, I don't get into.
This is the same thing as LiveJournal. It's just
No. LiveJournal is the update second. Of the week. Twitter is like, I spend too much time online. LiveJournal's like the update of the month or something. You know, like, hey, here's pictures of what happened. This is cool. Twitter's like, well, let me see.
Well, let me see.
I'm like reading. I want to read some of these people.
It probably doesn't help that there's one on there from me like 2 minutes ago.
Still from 2 minutes?
Yeah.
You're still on there?
Yeah. That's what's your name reminded on me yeah, to but tell dude, you that I was addicted.
Dude, this is just like posting a bulletin on MySpace. The minute you post it, it's gone forever because there's already been like
right,
10...
but it's still cool.
Yeah, but nobody's ever going to read yours because it goes so fast that like but it changes cool. all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
constantly?
How many people are keep refreshing and refreshing? And then people can respond to you if they see you.
I guess some people feel special like that.
Ricky.
Yeah.
You could be like, I'm doing Herb right now. And then leave the computer and come back in the room with me.
I'm doing Herb right now. I'm with Dr. Herb Skunk.
And these are the people I associate myself with.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
That I associate myself with you?
Did you like differently shaped than I thought? And that always happens with me and big guys, because all big guys are hot in one way or another. And,
I'm shaped like a pear, man. Until you get to the waist, then it's like...
Until I get to the seeds. Oh! No, what? I don't know. You look different than I thought. Your pictures don't do you justice. And by that, I mean they don't look anything like you. Because you don't have many of them. But the ones you do have, like on LiveJournal... Mm.
Well, some people were supposed to take pictures of me while I was here, but that didn't happen.
Oh.
My hands were on something else the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, what
that? Fine, what here's a fucking said. Picture.
Oh yeah, what, break out the sidekick right here. Oh no,
everybody hear that?
Here we go, here's the picture.
It's gonna flash, which I hate, but
ow. Yay!
Okay, now I'm gonna turn the flash off because I never take pictures with flashes because flash suck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good.
What?
Cool.
Let me see.
Okay, yeah, sure, why not.
All right, so Foul Monkeys episode 102. Well, I've been here for about a month and a half now. Work is cool.
I've been here for 3 days.
Yeah, work is cool. The weather is amazing. I love it. I did Magnum right there when he took that picture.
Here we go. Let's try it one.
That's nice right there.
That's great.
It's where it's
I'm pretty sure there's more to life than being like really, really ridiculously good looking. Ricky, can you derelict your own balls?
I could probably pull them over my shoulders, wrap them around my head, and still lick them.
And like hold them on the side like you're running away from home?
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds kinky.
It sounds like squirrels. Dude, you know what you know. You like don't even know, dude. Like, not only is Ricky like the bomb in bed, and I don't say that because
God.
I'm his boyfriend.
Oh my God.
But seriously. Like
people at my
bomb.
Work listen to the show.
Dude, whatever.
So tell them to enjoy.
Yeah. If they don't like it, they're fags.
My mom listens to the show, man. Come on.
Hey. Mom knows about sex, too. She had you. Let's go.
That was all an right. accident,
so,
though.
So Ricky is not only the bomb in bed, and I don't have to go any more detail than that, but seriously, like, biggest balls ever. And that's really, really hot. Because it doesn't matter about penis size. It doesn't
Why?
Even matter.
Do we have to come back to the balls?
Because I
because
like
they're
them.
Your balls and it's your podcast. Well, your podcast.
Yeah, my podcast. You said that right, Kyle.
So is it my website design?
Ooh,
we were going to talk about that at the end.
Hey.
So I it was premature.
Stop ruining our show!
Oh my God, this guy, Yakozin, has the fucking icon of that really annoying robot from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
The depressing one that's the guy from Harry Potter, Snape.
So, the iPhone came out.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I was too, actually.
Yeah, it's bad, people. It's bad. It's as much as a PS3 for a motherfucking phone. Which is,
I think it looks cool, and I think it would work well, but I'm not spending $600 on a phone. I'm sorry.
It's just a phone. Does it even have, like, Yahoo or AOL on its messenger?
Not yet, but they come out in the first update.
Okay, good.
But when's the first day come out? Because
I was going to say, like, dude, the Sidekick is not even about web browsing or email.
How many in this room have
the phone?
Sidekick? Raise their hand.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
How pathetic is that, man?
No, but, like, seriously, that's...
Speaking of Sidekick,
phones
mine?
Nowadays, like, multimedia
yours
phones...
on the couch, I think. It was.
Like, the whole point of this thing to me is IMing. That's, like, the Sidekick. I mean, I like to look up maps and stuff, but And, like, I'll look up something on Wikipedia, but it's not even about, like, the phone or what, all the shit it can do. It's all about texting and IMing, like, constantly.
I use my Psychic on prepaid. Like, I don't even make phone calls.
Yeah.
And I work for the company.
Oh, my God.
You have what?
I have seven.
Somebody we do? Called in and left us a voicemail.
While we're doing the show, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What's awesome is I can actually go ahead and put it in.
Thank you, me.
Okay.
The phone call.
Are you sure you weren't talking about ass?
Pretty sure.
Same thing. Same thing. Different words.
Dirty boys.
Nasty
so,
girls.
What else? Whatever. What else?
iPhone sucks. I'm sorry. Any phone, just like any MP3 player that you cannot do anything with unless you look at it because there's no buttons and it's all touchscreen is bullshit. That means you can't drive with it because there's nothing to guide your hands with without looking. You can't see any of the buttons or feel any of them, excuse me. So
you guide your hands on a lot of stuff that you can't see.
I'm being serious.
That was because it was dark.
No, but I think that's really bad. Like, that's... You never make something all touchscreen. Everybody should know this by now. After, like, thousands of products that, like, MP3 players are all touch, it's like, why do you think Creative went back to the buttons? Because the touch was cool, but there's only so much I can get used to, like, skating and having to look at my MP3 player while simultaneously tripping because I can't feel the buttons.
If you trip with an iPhone... You're dead. Your iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I was reading online that they've already started doing tests where people have dropped it from like their head down to the ground.
I'm looking at one right now. And it's disassembled.
Yeah, but yeah. It never disassembled.
fuck you.
But it never happens. Like they always do that. Like, oh, hey, we're Lotus. Remember Lotus? We can drop our laptops from like 20 feet in the air. Yeah, but nobody drops it like that. When I drop a phone, it's like this.
Dude, I've dropped a phone off the 17th story window.
No, I know, but it's never like drop. It's like I'm talking on it, and then you start dropping, and you're like, wow! And you end up throwing it like really hard into something. And
yeah,
you know,
Josh plays with
it
for the rest of the night.
So it's never like these standardized tests that they do. I don't know. Plus, I bet you the battery in that thing sucks ass because.
Actually, the battery is supposed to get 6 hours. While talking, 8 hours minimum while not talking. Don't know how true that is. Look up reviews or something. But
I don't
know.
But the whole thing is like light. You know what I mean? There's nothing that you can do on it without using the backlit screen. So to me, that's like battery consumption.
Yeah, plus,
how are you going to message people when you're driving?
Like, I've done it with a touchscreen device. My 8125.
How?
Well, you get...
Very carefully.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to have to think. I just, you know... With something you can feel, you don't have to think about it. You just do
it. I agree. Like, I love my BlackBerry, and I love my Sidekick, and I love my Blackjack, which makes me sound like a total douche, but...
It makes you sound like San Francisco.
San Francisco, if you don't have a BlackBerry or a Blackjack, you're just fucking uncool.
Or, like, a 20-foot stretch asshole.
Ew.
Or hey, positive. So how do I forward my Yahoo Mail to fucking... My
Sidekick?
Yeah.
Go into Yahoo Mail. And,
oh, my God. I need a nerd alert sound.
Like, find the forwarding part.
There is none.
And put in your Gmail address.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
There's the that's the nerd alert noise now.
No.
Also,
you need, like...
it's also mixed with Knight Rider.
David Hasselhoff.
Dude. Speaking of which.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, are you plugging in your computer?
Yeah, it did make a big squelch. So
don't play any music.
Hold
unsafe
up.
Music.
Don't play anything copyrighted.
Right. I don't want to go to jail.
Like, wait, okay, keep talking.
Keep talking. Should we talk about our new product that we have and what's on the new product?
We have a new product?
Yeah, you made it. The webpage?
Oh, okay. That's not a product, man.
That is a product.
Sure, whatever.
Is that coming through?
Yeah.
No, it's too quiet, though. You gotta fix that. How does that... Whatever's coming from my side is way too quiet.
You
like,
need to turn up his level.
There we go. It should be a little bit more. Okay, turn it off before we get sued.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for real.
So anyway, head over to foulmonkeys.com. You will see our new and improved fucking website that Kyle built for us.
If you don't like it, fuck you.
It's fucking awesome.
I need to make some changes.
It's great. Oh.
Just joking, thank you.
Yeah, Herb, keep making
Kyle and I worked on this. How long did we work on this today? About 10 hours?
Probably about 8.
10.
In between blowjobs.
Whatever.
So I just want to go over like what the page looks like a little bit. If you can't get to it right now, we have a new header. Is that what that's called? A header?
Yeah.
And it's basically pictures of Herb and I. And then to the very right, we have all the links to everything that I usually put in the post. We also have a new blog, actually. And you can get to it by going to foulmonkeysforum.blogspot.com.
Or clicking on the blog icon.
Or clicking on the blog icon. I'm not used to all this fancy shit. So anyway, the blog is actually going to be used by me, Herb, Ryan, whoever I assign that can post things to it. So go back and forth to it every day. You know, check it out, see what we post.
Not even going to give your webmaster permission.
Yeah, I have to do that. So I did post a couple things today. I posted something about Ryan on there.
Did you really?
Yeah, about WoW. Being addicted to WoW.
Loser.
Yeah. You can also just click on the tag now to email us. You don't have to actually type it into your email program, even though, you know, whatever.
Same thing with IM.
Same thing with IM. You just click it. MySpace, go straight to it. Everything goes straight to whatever page it is. And then also we have other podcasts that we listen to, mostly me, because I don't think anyone else listens to podcasts.
Pretty much.
But I do want to talk about one of my new favorite podcasts. It's called Pod is My Co-Pilot, and they're actually out of Clearwater.
Like Jesus is my shrink.
I know, right?
No, like on the way here, I saw a bumper sticker for it. And when I first read it, I thought it said God is my co-pilot. I was like, yeah, loser. And then I was like, pod.
Wait, you saw a bumper sticker for pod is my co-pilot?
Yeah, it had like the rainbow pod is my co-pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had bumper stickers.
It was on my way from like Tampa here.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So there's also another one called Bears in the City. There's five guys that actually live in Australia that have their show. It's something similar to B-Talk.
Dude, Australian guys are hot.
They are hot.
There's a bunch of fucking like bears over there. Mm-hmm. And I call them prison bears because it's like Australia, you know? And that's hot.
And then on the left of the page, you're just going to see different links to different websites that we go to. And also, you're going to see something new, our PayPal donate button.
Because we need money.
Just something that we added on there. If you want to donate some money to us, it would be great.
Yeah, like y'all did for Dustin Diamond when he tried to not get evicted and started making porn.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody
right?
donated to him and he got rich. So you guys can do it to us too. Thank you.
So it's just on there. Go there if you'd like to donate $100. It doesn't matter. It helps with the cost of the show. And
the cost of the web designer.
Yeah. It was really expensive. We had to put him up in a 5-star hotel.
4-night stay. Right. 3-night stay.
Sheets spun him with gold.
Yeah.
Like fucking Rumpelstiltskin.
Right.
Dude, but that little guy was fucking crazy.
Scurry.
I know that story. Yeah.
But go to the website and check it out and let us know what you think about it by emailing us.
At foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Right. Giving us a call at 206-984-FOUL. And, or IM us. Our IM's up now, so you'll be able to get to us.
If you find something wrong with the website or feel the need to contact me, at the bottom there's a little tag that says it's made by me. If you click my name, it'll email me.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's our new product. I'm very proud of it. It kicks ass, even though Herb wants to change one thing on it.
Or two.
One thing.
I don't know.
Herb's jealous because Macs have better resolution.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You gotta admit, I'm working on you, man. You're eventually gonna get a Mac.
Dude, no. I haven't used that shit since PowerPC 575. That was the bomb and that was it.
Yeah, but...
they're too expensive. I will never have enough money for a Mac.
Keep thinking that.
Dude, I won't. It's in the same category as iPhone and PS3. Never enough money.
Okay, PS3 is just stupid. iPhone's a little too expensive.
Max? A little. Not so much. Whoa. Well, yeah. Whoa, dude.
Dude, I've paid $200.
My sidekick was $100. That is fully enough for a cell phone. Yeah. It's just a phone. It should never be over that. Just like a TV should never be over $1,000. I love our TV, but I'm glad I didn't pay for that bullshit because I wouldn't have.
I do have like one emergency statement to make. I just want to say thank you to Christian for also helping us with the sound effects thing, because he originally told me to do what we're doing, but I really wasn't for sure and I didn't want to do it until
he was too
I knew.
Busy with cock in his mouth.
he wants to see our cock in his mouth.
Was he the guy that helped us with the site? What?
No, that's Xavian. That's Xavian. He actually, that's who we used to go look at the pod or actual to. Fuck me.
He checked out the website to
God
see if it looked right.
Damn, fun. Ricky.
Shit.
Eat some Reese's peanut butter puffs.
Or get Herb's dick out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and put his in. Like that hasn't happened before.
So Xavian helped us out too by going back and forth to the website, and I want to say thank you very much.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And all Kyle, right, I want to say thank you to Kyle too. Yeah. He's sitting right here, so
yay me.
Dude, so there's no way to forward it. You can only forward it to a device, and by that, it means sending you text to know that you have email.
That's gay as hell. Yeah. Wait until after the show when I can get all text.
You need to get Gmail.
No, fuck Google. They suck. The only thing they have that's good is Picasa and Earth. That's it.
Yeah, when he goes missing in like 3 days, it was Google.
No, they suck.
What happened?
Ass.
No, like Google rules the world, man.
Dude.
Google,
when Google
and
became
Starbucks.
Like an adjective or whatever, because I'm not good with grammar anymore. Like, hey, just Google it. It's like, I want to punch that bitch in her fucking vagina. No.
You with that after the game of Scrabble.
Dude,
oh, my God. We played the most ghetto version of Scrabble.
No, it's the cool
in my
version.
Fucking life.
I love Scrabble. It's
that shit was ridiculous.
Nope.
No, I was all right.
Couldn't speak.
And then what word were you trying to use,
Pizzo,
Kyle?
Pizzo, motherfucker. Pizzo buzzer. Okay.
Dude, whatever. When you can use Vag in Scrabble, you know you're fucking cool. If you can't use that, you're a loser.
But we ended up using
but
all the
didn't
tiles.
Didn't I get like 48 points or something by laying down one tile or something?
You had a three-letter word that I picked out for you, and it was 48 points off
what
that
was the
three-letter
word?
It was Jer, like the name Jer, like Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
And I comboed it with RJ, which was another proper name.
And JR?
And RN as a registered nurse. Bitch. And it was like triple fucking word score, like on both sides. It was like
I still
insane.
Came in third place though.
No, right. but you jumped people. Up. Yeah, you jumped up like all. You jumped up like right next to us after that. I was 182. He was 184. And then Ricky was 148 or something. 168, some shit like that.
It wasn't that bad.
It was cool. It was a bomb.
No,
it was the Scrabble death match. Oh, seven.
That was the most ghetto Scrabble I've ever played in my life.
You'd love it.
And then all of a sudden, people were like making up words. I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Dude, Badu. Like Erica Badu. I didn't use that
and
last
And then
night,
they try but... to say Vada. Was that what that was? Cow in Spanish?
Vaca.
That's cow
whatever.
In Spanish.
It is.
I don't know Spanish.
Yeah, but that's you should. Fault. You live in Florida.
I'm from Virginia.
But yeah, we ended up using every tile, so that was nice.
Yeah.
So what else? What else we do this weekend? We went swimming. We played chicken in the pool.
Yeah, that was fun.
We about had our necks ripped off.
I played a lot of Driver 4 while simultaneously having to do something. Like every time I turn on that game, it's like, Herb, we have to go. Herb, we have to do this. Herb, we have to do this. And I'm like, hold on,
Herb,
let me just finish this one thing. Let me
Friday,
just finish this thing.
Herb, about starved Kyle and myself to fucking death. We were so hungry, we didn't want to say anything anymore. We had to use our sidekicks to talk
to each
other.
Dude, I had to get the prison transport back to the safe house.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. What is this? A nerd alert. Hold on. I have to.
Nerd alert.
There's another nerd alert. Oh. There we go.
Oh, oops. I didn't have plugged it anymore.
Stupid.
Yeah. We need to have like the radio sound like KHJ Los Angeles. You know, like with the like the three different voices that dub over themselves.
W-K-Y-Z.
No, at night here it's like The Quiet Storm 95.7 The Beat. It's just like that.
What do you want to give Daddy? A cigar.
burning up my ass.
Dude, I'm sorry. So Ryan Roman, Mr. Bobo Dreams, who's a pretty awesome photographer, took a picture of this guy.
Artist.
Yeah. And comic artist. He took a picture of this guy. I can't remember what his name was. It's like Sir Pup and
Sir
y
Daddy Cigarette
or
something.
But anyway, he took a picture of this guy. He has a cigar and sunglasses and a septum piercing. And I was like, dude, that guy's ridiculous. And he was like, ridiculous in a cool way, right? I'm like, not really. I don't know. It's like, come on, drop the fucking image. I'm sorry. Cigars and pipes are for
cause
like
cancer.
Well, I don't. It's not even about that. It's if you're anywhere in if you're in your 20s, cigars are not for you. Stop trying to look cool. They're for Native Americans and people over 60. There you go. That's cigars. Maybe if it's something like Swisher Sweets, because nobody smokes those except for kids. But I don't know. I just like the whole cigar thing. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't incorporate it into sex because that's like ridiculous. I don't like. It's only, you know, people like gay people are really lucky because they hang out with other gay people and have sex with other gay people. So a lot of the ridiculous shit they try to pull in bed kind of flies because, you know, the other guy's like, well, I'm not going to kick his ass because I'm not like straight and shit. I'm not like a bro, you know, so they like kind of understand each other because they're gay. But it's like if any straight men knew what went on in the gay world of sex, dude, these guys would get their asses kicked. Like, what the fuck are you doing with that cigar in your anus, bitch? Come on, bros. Let's kick this guy's ass, man. Yeah! You know.
Oh, we saw some bros at Taco Bell the other night.
Yeah. Wearing pink, of course.
Oh, my God. He was cute.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but the drunk guy was, too.
The drunk guy was cute. Ew. Yeah. He's like, hey, man. Because the guy in the drive-thru saw him and knew him, of course, because it's Lakeland. And, yeah, it was weird. Well, the guy in the drive-thru was hot, too. So, hey.
I didn't see the guy in the drive-thru.
I don't know. Basically.
Oh, he looked like the guy from Lost. He was big like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was drunk. He was a stoner.
He was a stoner and driving at the same time, of course.
He was a stoner, and I think he was in like an Audi or a Volvo.
No. Are you kidding?
I think it was like a Toyota.
No. That was like an old Mercury that was completely busted down and all rusted.
It was a hippie car.
Yeah. Or like an old like drive-by shooting car. Yeah.
Well, I found out how small a Kia really is today.
We rode in Ryan's car.
Oh,
and I was in the back,
Kia.
And there was like all this shit here, and then I'm here in this little ball, and I can't even get my feet in the floor, and the door
dude,
won't shut.
My ghetto ass Crown Victoria was like that. One that I had.
Did it have a lot of stuff in it?
Yeah, because AJ, dude, more than that, this thing with all the graffiti all over it, that was my car. It was fun. I'm gonna put pictures of this on our blog tonight. Everybody, check out the blog. It's foulmonkeysforum.blogspot.com.
Or
right.
Go to the website and click on check out the Foul Monkeys.
I think
blog.
That'd be easier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll show you pictures of my old car. It was amazing. It cost me no money. I didn't have any plates on it. And
what else are you
I fucking flip bitches in that shit like no other. What?
What else are you showing us pictures of?
None of that.
Maybe you can put some on there. Oh. Everybody seems to want to see yours. All these like horny ass guys.
I know. Take pictures.
Take pictures of Kyle.
Get out of the shower with a bead of water running down his titty.
I know. And it's like, hey, can you, maybe if you guys are cooler, he'd come to visit you, bitch. I'm just joking. We love our fans.
Yeah, I was just actually, I'm talking back and forth with Christian on my sidekick.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm actually realizing how boring my life is. But did you think, like, Kyle, you coming here, did you think, like, our lives are going to be, like, extravagant or something because of the podcast or anything like that?
No.
Because a lot of people have confusion that, like, I don't know, I guess, like, Herb did, too. I don't know.
That might be a little bit misleading from the podcast superstar.
Wait, about what?
Like, you know, people think that I have, like, this fun life and that I'm always going out and doing stuff all the time.
Not fun?
No, I'm fun, but I'm just saying.
He's talking about like glamorous or something.
Yeah, but everybody thinks that. But when it comes down to it, all the people that make it look like they're glamorous online, you don't even try to look. That's the difference. But like lots of people on LiveJournal make it look like there's these amazing, fun people, when in reality, they're spending the entire day on LiveJournal to make it look that way. So they're not that cool.
So yeah.
So you're cool.
Can I plug a website? Like
sure.
Bada bing.
TuckerMax.com. Anybody ever been to it?
Like John Tucker Must Die?
Is this a porn?
No, go to TuckerMax.com and read Tucker Tries Butt Sex. Hilarity Doth Ensue.
I think I've actually seen this website before.
Dude, everybody...
yeah, I've seen this before.
Here's another plug. Everybody go to automotive.com and put in your zip code. You can find the cheapest gas prices near you.
Cheapest gas!
Which is very useful because gas sucks no matter where you go.
Let's see what our cheapest gas is. Where do we put it?
Automotive.com. There should be a zip code.
There should be a zip code area. Zip code or something.
See, if you were on a PC, it would be like...
Well, I've already got it, so aren't you special?
Yeah.
You have 3 Macs and 1 PC tonight.
Yeah. And mine does more than all of them combined. And
no, yours can't even look at our website, right?
Eighth of the price.
Yours can't even look at our website.
Whatever.
Right?
Yours can't answer the phone. Mine can.
Yeah, it can. All I have to do is install it.
Oh, he said, ow, bitch.
So, gas here is like $2.79.
Where?
No, wait, that's Kentucky. Oops.
Yeah. Hold it's on, like $2.82. I have it right here. It's a widget.
I don't remember the zip code.
It's $2.86 at Circle K.
Oh, we don't go to Circle K, though. That's in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So, it's Circle Drive-By?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Circle Special K? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Circus Survive.
So, what the hell? $2.19?
Not here.
In Kentucky.
Oh.
I need to start going.
Must be nice. How close is that?
That's like 3 miles from my house.
Oh, yeah. You should be doing that.
Damn right. And that's plus. It's not even regular.
Let's see what it was.
Holy shit.
I'm trying to think of my area code in Virginia. No, that's not it.
So, yeah. West Hollywood.
So here's another little update. Dork alert. Anybody who likes Grand Theft Auto, good games. They've gone a little off because they're like on 8 now, basically. But good games. Do not buy Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories or Vice City Stories. They were ported from the PSP onto the PS2. And
they suck.
Although they do offer a lot more options, like now you can, you know, ride motorcycles and crap where you couldn't before in Grand Theft Auto 3. They look like shit because they stretch out the PSP screen onto a gigantic 50-inch plasma screen.
And it
like
looks green.
Have. Yeah, and it looks really bad. So don't, and it's all muddy and shit. It doesn't play right. It's kind of slow. There's lots of popping, stuff like that.
And people just disappear into the sidewalk.
Yeah, like that. And, it's, I don't know. It's not very good. But pick up Driver 4 instead. It's awesome. And pick up Resident Evil 4 for the Wii, because if you've already played it, you rock, because you have good taste in games. But pick it up for the Wii anyway. The whole Wii remote actually makes it a lot better. And Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz on the Wii is also pretty awesome. Yeah. It's actually,
Kyle brought it for us.
It's actually better on the Wii, because then you don't need two hands to play with it. So you can, like, you know, eat while you have the other hands, you know. So, but it's pretty cool, and you just move your hand like, you know, you were playing that Labyrinth game from the 80s, you know, with
you
the little ball.
Yeah,
Wiimote
as the stage.
Yeah, basically. So, it's really cool. I enjoy it. It's cool. It's awesome. So, the Wii rocks once again.
So, the cheapest gas in West Hollywood right now is $3.21.
Holy
shit. Yeah, those
shit.
Guys are losers.
Yeah.
It's like, why
How
live there?
How about checking San Francisco? Where we huff our gas.
We huff our gas through fucking siphon filters into our vaginas. And then we have like petroleum. Petroleum sex. Yeah. All right, I'm done. I don't know.
That's fun.
I can't figure out how to afford this bullshit. There you
go. If you admit that. His sound bites.
I love it.
Are you loving it?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
It was better when Justin Timberlake did those commercials. Because now it's just like random black people. I don't know. It's better when it's JT, yo.
So yeah, how about the music at Applebee's? What? How about the music at Applebee's last night?
Oh, Carrot
Aoki.
Yeah, somebody was singing that fucking Kid Rock song with that woman.
Picture with
yeah, it's bad.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, but it's bad.
No, I like that song.
Yeah, Kid Rock's horrible. Always.
Kid Rock is Sheryl Crow's cool though.
Yeah, but Kid Rock's bad. Yeah. He taints it.
Taints it.
Taints it.
Sometimes.
Taint this.
Oh, no. What was it that we were playing on You Don't Know Jack? One of the words was taint.
Yeah. It was... Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, I need to plug that again. Everybody who's never played You Don't Know Jack, go to ydkj.com or youdontknowjack.com. Play it. It's free. Sign up. You can play against other people, like, you know, score-wise. It's a lot of fun. If you like trivia, if you like modern stuff, if you like history, if you like learning, it's very fast. It's very random. If you think you know Jack, you really fucking don't, because there's nobody who's really all that great at that game, because it's the knowledge is from, like, every corner of the world. So you can't possibly know everything ever, anytime. I mean, it's impossible to be, like, the bomb at that game. Yeah. Lots of people seem to cheat, though. They refresh the browser before it's finished loading. No. I cheated because he kept giving me the wrong fucking directions on the this or that. You were like, no, it's America. No, it's Soviet. No, it's America. And it was like, wrong. Oh, yeah. It was like, give me a name of a president who's been impeached or a type of peach. And it was like, wrong.
Oh, but you know what? I bet somebody from Georgia would know that.
No, they just refresh it and then they get it. They know it. And
no,
then
I mean,
they
the
just
peaches.
Like, bam. Yeah.
Georgia's the peach, only thing so. I don't like about that game is that
you have to
it can
through
be
all the shit.
You have to listen to them talk, and I would rather just skip over that, especially the end part. Like, after you answer the question, they give you a commentary or whatever.
Yeah.
I would like to skip
over
that.
The thing is, though, is that, like, it's funny because the game is kind of for people our age, but a lot of the humor is not as funny as it used to be when I first played it in, like, freshman year of high school. Like, then it was, like,
back
the most
in,
hilarious shit ever.
2005.
No.
That was not his freshman year, man.
Back in 1999.
Come on.
So,
1999. Oh, my God. I'd already graduated and been out of school for 4 years.
Party like it's 1999.
Well, you're old. Then shit. No, I don't like you pulling the young jokes, so I'm going to get old on you. Don't
So
do
how
that.
About Ryan last night when we were at Applebee's?
Yeah.
Getting his DS. Take with him.
No.
Oh, he's like, yeah, I need a shit. I'm going to take my DS with me.
No, he said something because I was at the table. Oh, everybody was born in like 1984, 85, and 86. And then I'm like,
because we're all the
77.
Same age. Yeah. Dude, that's not that big of a difference, though. The more you talk about it, the more you sound like a pedophile. So stop.
Are you saying I support child molestation?
No, I'm saying I love you and I don't want to think of you as that.
So, yeah, Herb's 22 now.
Yep.
His birthday
was yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I don't sing.
Happy birthday.
Don't say Mr. President.
Dear.
Thank you.
Herb. Happy birthday to you. That's hot. Oh, we totally need to get a clip of Paris Hilton just saying that's hot.
Is it raining outside again?
Huh?
Is it raining outside again?
Probably.
It's been raining all damn day.
Taking all your money, mommy.
Oh, spending all your money on me. Whatever.
You don't know your fucking music.
I don't know my bad Black Eyed Peas music. What were you saying earlier? Like, I'm like a camel, man. Shit. I'm like, you're... Humps your lovely manly.
No,
humps?
I drink a lot. Like,
oh, okay.
He drinks a lot, and we've actually had to take him to the hospital.
No, that was Ryan, because
he came
out.
Oh, Ryan came out?
No. The water, all the stuff that he drinks came out the other way. And violently.
So let's just say that he is very lactose intolerant.
Yeah. And a cup of sour cream later.
So, this is very random. This is like... Is this, like, the suckiest show ever or what?
It's because I'm here.
Exactly.
Dude, it's not
I'm
bad.
Just kidding.
People laugh. Whatever.
So, you want to go over some phone calls?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the first call. Not that. Maybe. Shit.
Forget your name, I swear I will.
Here we go.
Yo, it's me, Roy, a.k.a. Ex-Cali Bear, concerning Vanessa Williams. Saving the best for last, even though it sounds like it belongs in a Disney movie, was not recorded for a Disney movie or a movie period.
We read this on Wikipedia.
Is that the music was used during the closing credits for the movie The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I just wanted to hear his voice.
However, it was not purposely recorded for a specific show.
Stop
although the set of the music video did look like The Wonderful World of Disney. Just a little FYI about the song. There was two versions of the song recorded by Vanessa Williams.
Oh, my God.
The regular one and then a Christmas remix. Yes, I know this because I'm a fucking fag. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you're either.
Hey, guys. This is Cali Bear from...
Oh, nice.
See,
hey, how
if
do
you
I
know
get
too much about Vanessa...
Go to the next thing.
If what are you using?
Not, I don't need it to loop. iTunes.
Turn it off loop.
Somewhere in options?
Dude, if you know a lot about Vanessa Williams, you're either a executive for BET or gay. And Excalibur, definitely. You're hot, man. But, like, seriously, drop the Vanessa Williams. You like need to move on to more, like, famous people, like Ciara and
Sierra.
Shit. I'm just joking.
Okay, here's the next call. It's also from Roy.
Hey, guys. This is Excalibur from Bear Podcast. So what hand do I use when I masturbate? Am I left-handed or am I right-handed? I'm right-handed. My right hand is what strokes my meat up and down all night long. And if you want to find out for yourself, you can find out on XTube under XCaliBearTX so you can verify that I am right-handed. Oh, and my lube of choice? Gun oil.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you? How come it doesn't do that before?
I don't know what's going on. It just, like, cuts it off. I don't want it to go to the next song.
Ricky, quit fucking it up.
Damn Macintosh, what the fuck?
So yeah.
It's pissing me off. What the fuck?
It happens. So yeah, Playtechnic beat this.
Oh, yes. I talked about this a couple episodes ago, but I got Kyle semi-addicted to Technic Beat.
Semi is not the word for it.
If you have not tried it, pick it up on PS2. If you like music games and you're tired of how DDR sounds the same, whether you're doing bad or good.
And I just crashed my Mac.
How'd you crash it?
Opening too much shit and a bunch of shit in Windows because it sucks.
Oh.
It only sucks when it's on a Mac.
Oh, oops. Yeah.
And because it's like XP with nothing customized about it. If you just have XP like normal like that, it sucks.
Dude. Fuck you.
Dude, you know this more than I do.
A PC. Come on.
I'm a Mac.
You're supposed to say,
oh, that
I'm
fucking loser.
Would you like ask me about my winner?
Who saw that movie? Nobody? Accepted?
No, yeah, I didn't.
Nobody saw that, right?
Negative.
That's what that loser guy gets.
So can someone like email me and tell me how to turn loop off of iTunes? Because I can't figure this shit
out.
Are
you fucking kidding?
Go to preferences. Apple key comma.
It's not under preferences. I've looked.
Yeah.
Repeat off.
It's already off.
Off.
I know it's off.
Then save preferences.
No. We're taking a break. Sorry. We're trying to figure out what's going on here.
Edit.
I don't know why it goes to the next one. Anyway, this is it.
Because you have it on continuous play.
Where?
That's what that means. It's on some kind of continuous play. It should only play one at a time. But you have it in a playlist. That's why. Don't you always usually play one at a time? Like you only queue one in there? That's why. Only one should be in there, or else it'll keep going to it as if it's an album.
Yeah, but then I can't keep adding them each into there.
How do you do it normally?
This is how. Well, I normally do it by not recording it.
Oh.
Here we go. Okay, so here's the next one. You want to get back on the headphones there, mister. Do you want to get back on the headphones?
Dude. Get on the headphones, bitch.
What was the song?
You ready?
It's like,
what song?
I don't remember. Something really
no.
old.
Like, hey, Paul Monkeys. I enjoy your 100
it's
episodes.
An Enrique.
And, I have a question for you guys. Oh, this
Enrique.
Is Enrique.
Iglesias?
He's
from
coming
California. Not from San Francisco, though.
Okay.
Anyways, have you guys ever like got drunk at a bar or whatever and like seen like hella at sis? Like this weekend I saw two of them and I was bawling. How embarrassing is that? Anyways, I just want to know if you guys have ever been in a situation like that. Anyways, hope to hear from you guys soon. Love your show. Bye.
I didn't really follow that.
I didn't either.
What he's asking is, have you ever been in a bar, of course?
No.
And seen an ex in a bar and was like upset because you saw them out or no. Whatever the case may be.
Ricky's only my second boyfriend, so. And the other one's too gay for a bar.
That's called being a jealous bitch.
What?
I've never been in that. Well, yeah, I have been to a bar where I have seen my ex and it's very aggravating. I'm not like jealous, but it just aggravates me how I'm treated by them sometimes. So, I've never cried though. I would never cry in front of my ex because I don't want them to show them how weak I am.
Yeah, but if it happens, if it comes with like fists in their face, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
As long as they cry too, it's okay.
I have seen an ex at a bar and went home with them. That's Ricky. Bad. Not like
was
now.
Was it like a sausage?
That's when I lived in Virginia when I was younger.
So just another thing to clarify, since a lot of times, although most of the time it really doesn't matter what other people think, I like to clarify things because I like to be very clear when I say stuff.
Don't read it.
So, you know,
don't read it.
Don't read it.
I'm not reading. It's a picture. Hold on.
A picture?
A picture. So, you know, every time we meet somebody online or, you know, somebody sees you and I together and they know we're a couple, everybody assumes that because I'm younger that they have my entire life story figured out and they know all about everybody who's 22 because we're all the exact same. And newsflash, motherfucker, you're wrong. Everybody's like, well, you've only been 21 for a year, so... you don't know anything about like the bar life or whatever.
Wow, in San Francisco.
You don't know anything about like adult situations or anything, and it's like newsflash, bitch.
Well, now you do. You're 22.
No, but I've been going to bars since I was like 7, and I already did all.
Damn, Drew Barrymore.
I already did the whole bar and club thing, and they suck. And I don't want to be 45 and still going to them. And no offense to people who still do, but don't turn it into a status symbol like you're really cool because you cruise at bars and you go to bear events. Fuck you. Thank you. That's my 2 cents.
Okay.
For me, I went to more bars before I was 21 than after. So.
Yeah, and I could have gotten a lot more drugs and alcohol before I was 18 than after, and it's a lot easier. And you know, it's like a society thing. You know, they shape you into thinking that when you're 21, you're free to drink and do whatever you want, but actually, you end up just wasting money because it's way easier to get that shit when you're younger. So that's my 2 cents. And the only reason I jump all over that is because there's lots of guys that I know online who have this like this thing. Like, I go to bars and bear events and I'm fucking cool and I'm 35 and still don't have anybody. So,
my mom's face,
right. So, and play WoW all day and, you know, sit on my Mac. Sorry. But,
no.
But, anyway, yeah.
So,
I'm good.
After that rant. It's time.
We need Misty, man. Misty needs to back me up with my rants.
I know. She's awesome. Not on the show anymore.
Because whenever I rant, really you give me that look much. Like, yeah, we need to do our Would You Rathers now. Shut the fuck up.
Would you rather?
We just record like a Would You Rather? Yeah! You know? That'd be cool. Good.
All right. We'll let Kyle go first.
Mine's actually not a Would You Rather. It just says, would you eat a tennis ball for $1,000?
A what?
A tennis ball for $1,000?
No, I would not.
Herb?
Eat a tennis ball like piece by piece? Sure. All it is
like,
is rubber.
If you eat it whole, you're special, but...
if you eat it whole, that's hot.
All right.
Wait a minute. What would you do, Kyle?
Probably.
What you would eat it?
Probably.
Ew.
Why does this one have, like...
You have to read the bottom of the cartoon.
I know, but why is it a cartoon? I've never seen
some of them are like that. I don't know.
Would you rather are jacked up today?
I'm going to read it like a... I was going to read like Matthew Lesko, but no. Would you rather have a ketchup dispensing navel or a pencil sharpening nostril? Probably a pencil sharpening nostril.
Me too. Yeah. I don't think I'd want ketchup coming on my navel.
Yeah, it's already gross enough as it is.
That's so rude.
I'm joking. It's
so
fucking
Ricky,
cute.
Do you have an innie or an outie?
I have an innie.
Of course. He's a chubby boy. There's
Don't
no such thing as an
outie. Don't all
big
boys have innies?
No, I'm not a chubby boy with an outie.
I know, but it's more common to have an outie if you're skinny, because if you're chubby, it's like, you know.
How's it go again? Slow motion. Fast forward.
I don't know. I'm just making noises. No, your navel's not disgusting. It's just, you know, usually if anybody doesn't know, because everybody's gay and from San Francisco and pencil thin, chubby guys aren't necessarily they can't prolong their cleanliness as long as skinny guys can.
They sweat more.
And we can't and the payoff is that we can't stay as warm in the winter as they can, so it's kind of like a double-double.
Yeah, if I was in a freezer, you would fucking die first, and then I would eat your penis first.
Or I could cut you up and use you for all the meat.
Or put the fat around you to keep you warm.
Like a fucking Star Wars, what was that thing called? What's that thing, you know? Han Solo cuts open the horse thing and puts Luke in it.
I've never seen Star Wars. Yeah, I hate it. Don't want to see it. Fuck you, bitch. It's not watching
You're
it.
You're just like my ex.
Hold on.
Except not a loser.
Hold on.
Dude, it's... No, don't even... Like, it's not even... It's not you're a loser for not seeing it, but just see it. Don't hold back just because, you know, it's cool or whatever. But, dude, you have an opportunity, a golden opportunity, because you've not seen any of them. Watch it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 instead of the way that everybody else did, which was 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. And why? Tell – because nobody else can do that. I've already seen the original ones from the 70s before I saw the other ones. So automatically those suck to me because they're rehashed and they're – You know, they're bringing back sequels from 30 years ago. So if you've never seen any of them, you have the chance to watch it like literally like probably 5% of the population has watched it before. Shut up. That's a newscast. I'm serious.
That makes it so much better.
I'm going to throw my poo at you. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. That's what I told my ex. If you've never seen Star Wars, you should watch it 1-6 instead of the way that everybody else has done it because, you know... It's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because once you've watched the old ones, you automatically won't like the new ones, because they suck. So, but the only reason I say they suck is because I didn't see them first. There you
go. I'm tired.
What about Indiana Jones?
I've seen all of those.
Come on.
Is that the one where he's like...
Shut up. I know.
The one where the guy's like, cover your eyes! And the guy's like, don't cover their eyes, and it sucks their soul out.
Oh, I thought it was cover your heart.
No. It's the Holy Grail. You can't look at it. When they open the Holy Grail, this thing comes out like fucking Ghostbusters, and you can't look at it. There's three Indiana Jones. Well, there's like four. But
I think I've seen the one where it's like a girl and some guy rips her heart out or something. But
are you sure that wasn't Mortal Kombat?
No, that was one of them. But okay. It's the guy that has his heart ripped out.
Yeah. And then the second one is the one with the kid who's like the most annoying bitch of my life.
The one that's like... They're on the bridge, and he's like...
Yeah, and they force, like, Han Solo. They force Harrison Ford to drink poison, and he's like, no! Ah! And the kid, like, saves him, but he's really annoying, yeah. Those are good movies, too. E.T., come on. I hate E.T., but I've seen it.
I've seen E.T.
Okay, good.
So, live update real quick.
I'm sorry.
Christian thinks there needs to be a little bit more color to our website.
No shit. That's what I was saying. I need to make some changes.
He said the black is... I like the black, though.
Black is the new bullshit in San Francisco, so don't use it.
I think the black works. We need to start ending the show,
That's like so Marilyn Manson.
Callers, listeners, let us know. What do we need to do to the site?
Yeah, we'll take a majority rule vote thing.
Or I'll just change it the way I like it.
And I'll change it back.
Right. So, everybody visit the website. The new and
improved Foul Monkeys, now with Teflon.
And black.
And Negro.
FoulMonkeys.com. Also, remember to email us at FoulMonkeys@gmail.com or just press the button to do it.
Are we done with the show?
Yeah, we're ending it.
Damn, how long?
It's 1 hour.
Damn.
We're at 59.
Time flies when you're being gay.
Story of my life.
Make sure you go visit our Frapper map.
There's the country. Store of my life. I love it, dude. It's cute. It's not as intense as Mr. Jeremiah from Mississippi, but But it's righteous, man. I like it.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. Also, make sure you comment on the website too,
Jenny.
Like actually on the episodes,
Lieutenant.
That
Dan.
Would be nice.
Or on the blog.
Give us a call at yes. Visit the blog also.
Yeah, where I'm we will post be pictures posting of my old Crown Victoria from 1988.
Herb's going to be posting some photos. Also, make sure to give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Don't go to the website and press the button because it's not going to take you anywhere.
Unfortunately, they don't make software that does that right now.
But at give us a call. Software. We would love to have a verbal lashing about the website.
A verbal warning?
What yeah, and make sure you include your so address anything so else? I can find you.
Anything else, guys?
No.
Kyle, you have any last words before you go home tomorrow?
Plane don't crash.
What? This episode.
This episode was brought to you by the number 69 and the Apple. Letter P for penis.
Actually, this episode was brought to you by Apple.
Bull yes. Sugar.
No, it wasn't because they're not paying us.
Yeah, screw their fucking iPhone.
All right, people. Have a good night. This is Ricky.
Herbalicious.
And this is Kyle.
We'll see you later.
Later. Bye.
Keep it foul, yo.